Broadband, of course, we know in the ICT sector is a very, very important issue at the moment. South Sudan, as you know, had no real infrastructure, especially in terms of broadband. So now that we are moving together with the entire world, it has become very important for us to focus on having broadband that will help us also to connect very well. But at the same time, we are also looking at the fiber optic, which is now, you know, in the ICT world is quick. You can connect very easily. It can help you also with the content and helps you with the internet. So we have planned very well. We now want to be connected through the eastern part of Africa, that is through Kenya, through Uganda. And also there is a link also that is possible to the north, to Sudan. Looking at the fact that we are a landlocked country, we don't want to be landlocked when we are connected by the fiber optic.
What steps are being taken in terms of affordable access, particularly for people in remote and rural areas, which of course is a significant issue in South Sudan?
In terms of accessibility with regards to mobile, we have four operators there and we access a reasonable part of the country. But it's still, we feel the rural access is still very remote. We do the connections now in the broadband. We want to make sure that we reach there. We are also planning with our new regulator now. We told him we are not going to rest on the chair. We are going to run. With this also, we are aiming at having our universal access fund. We want to move very quick on it, and that will help us to get some funds, which is reasonably okay, to allow us to have the rural areas accessed. We have also some internet connections, which is not very bad. We have about seven internet providers. Three of them are very active, and they have also reached to some good areas of South Sudan. But then again, as I say, the rural access is very important, and this is the next stage that we'll concentrate on much more when the regulatory body is now in motion.
With such development of the market and with so many projects underway, you will need a strong regulatory framework. What steps are being taken in that direction?
This has actually been my good news to the PP14. Now we have established our regulatory body. I really want to take this opportunity to thank the ITU and much more the outgoing Secretary General with his team. All of them supported us by giving us some experts to help me select the Director General for the regulatory body, the National Communications Authority of South Sudan. See, now there are a lot of issues the regulator has to fix. But then it will actually make life easier for us because as a ministry, we have been acting as a regulator. And we're combining the regulatory work plus policy work. It has not been easy. Now that will divide the job, I believe we'll move very quickly. And the regulatory body is autonomous. We made sure it is autonomous, but we must cooperate and work in harmony for the sake of delivering services to the people of South Sudan who badly need it at the moment.
And with regards to the people and the users themselves, we learned from your policy statement that you've also in parallel put in place a computer literacy program. It would be very interesting to hear more about that.
Yes, that one for us, we are saying that we are not working for the sake of telling people we are achievers, but we must see the impact on the ground. And when I came to the ministry, I found there was already a beginning of an institute for computer training. And that institute is now also one of our big focus because you need the capacity building, you need the training, you need the education. And you cannot talk about ICT in its bigger picture without having the public involved. And much more the women. I always say, look, people will tell me, you are not talking about gender at the moment, minister, you are very senior, but I'm still also biased towards women because they are more than half of the society. Therefore, computer literacy for women is very important. And also our children are very important. They are the future leaders of today and of tomorrow. Even our elders, some of them say they are born before computers. They are literally called BBC, born before computers. But we tell them it's not too late. You can also still learn. If you want to use the internet, you want to save data, you want to send emails, you need to be literate. So this is an area I'm focusing on, and I want to see the people of South Sudan in a short period of time picking it up so that we can roll together in the sector of ICT.